Welcome back.
Welcome back.
That's what I want to say.
What song is that?
Welcome back, Carter.
Welcome back.
I would say Carter, and people are like, it's not Carter.
It's Cotter.
Cotter.
C-O-T-T-E-R. I'm really good at spelling, Cotter. Nick. Ask me to spell anything right now.
Can you spell Poppins?
Pop? What do you mean?
Mary Poppins.
P-O-P-P-I-N-S.
Spell Takagami.
T-A-K-E-G-A-M-I. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
I thought, well, you weren't done. So I was like, is he going to fuck up and put another Y on this
thing?
Here's
what I mess up with, Nick. Like, I'm super good at spelling, but whenever I say the letters, I don't know if it's the letter that I'm thinking.
Darth Vader and Ty Bob 51 are like, nope, wrong.
What?
I don't know. He spelled something wrong. What did he spell wrong? Cotter. K-O-T-T-E-R. No, that's right. It's Cotter. Okay, they were saying to me. You were right.
It's C-O-T-T. It's K-O?
K-O-T-T-E-R.
That's what I said.
All right.
I don't know, man.
We have so much to do today.
Oh, I'm so fucking overwhelmed,
I'm
man.
I'm so overwhelmed with shit, but it's going
to
be great.
I'm posting a link on Instagram right now to have people come watch this televised recess that we do here.
The televised recess? Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that term. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the Kind of Funny Morning. Sometimes I stop talking and then I go, why is no one talking? And then I go, oh, I'm supposed to be the one that's talking. Because I'm apparently the host of this show.
Takagami is wrong. No, it wasn't. It's Takegami.
It's T-A-K-E.
Yeah, it's take G-A-M-I. And then Gami. Like, take Gami.
I mean, should we call Mrs. Takagami and see how she spells her last name?
Go first.
Let me just text Mrs. Takagami and see. Okay.
You have a number?
How she? Well, you know.
That's weird.
Well, we're friends.
I guess so.
We're special friends.
I guess so. All right, I'm putting the swipe up feature so people can swipe up on this video.
This is the morning show. Go over to Andy's Instagram, swipe up on
kind of funny vids.
Yeah. Go over that, check that out, and swipe up on that bad boy. While you're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, of course, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. This is my second to last show of the year. I'm excited because we have so many really fun news stories to talk about today. Lots of great big topics, lots of fun clips that the audience is going to queue up right now via our tips. There you go. Tomorrow, of course, we're going to be talking Into the Spider-Verse, which I'm excited about. A little informal conversation about it. So if you guys don't want that spoiled, wait to watch tomorrow's show until January 5th. Not the 4th.
This is my final show.
Is this your final show?
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited about that? You got nothing to work on during the break, right?
No, oh, nothing
branding,
whatsoever.
No special things for any announcements that we might be making January 4th. I'm so glad that we both get to go on vacation and just be in our PJs and get fat.
It's going
to
be very relaxing.
Puppy chow, get fat, and whatever the hell that stuff is. Mud buddies.
Muddy buddies.
Muddy buddies.
Muddy buddies.
Muddy buddies.
Muddy buddy buddy.
Takagami.
If you get cool, Greg, you know it.
Dude, I've told you my litmus test for whether or not my joke is funny or offensive is Cool Greg's face. We make fun of Kevin a lot on the show.
Yeah,
Kevin, of course, not feeling good again today. Everyone, send Kevin some sweet, nasty love. I think he's got the flu, maybe. You never know with Kevin because he doesn't want to be weak in front of us. So he's like, I'm just not feeling very good today. Cut to his room, and he's just
bleeding
exploding
out
from every hole.
Yeah.
Just blood coming out of his eyes, his asshole, his ears, everything. Mm-hmm. Mostly out of his asshole, though.
No, it's fine.
Kevin, you're leaving your trail of blood everywhere you sit. His boss is awesome.
I think the way he treats his computer here is the way he treats his body as well, where it's just denial. It's denial.
Oh, God. Like,
it's
the other day I came in and he was just taking apart your old computer to see if he can make it work again. And I'm like, this is a terrible use of your time.
No, it should be fine.
No, I'm like, don't give that back to Andy because Andy's going to plug it. It's going to fucking explode in his face. Yeah. Like, oh, it was great yesterday. It worked fine yesterday.
That's the story of this fucking computer that Cool Greg is sitting next
cool
to.
Cool Greg, we put another intro in, the Android intro. Cool Greg's like, I don't know, it's just going to black. And I'm like, of course it is. Of course
it's going to black. Fucking works.
Why would it not go to black? I'm trying to sit here and embarrass the shit out of Andrew Renee, and like a true contender, she turns it back around on me, embarrasses me.
Yeah.
I try to put the clip out, it's all black. And then I look like the fool, and she looks like the winner.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on me.
Mm-hmm.
The joke's always on me. The egg's always on my face. Of course, this is a Kind of Funny Morning Show. We've done this show for 10 years straight here on Twitch.tv, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. PT. And then we put it up on YouTube, and I get to see all the things that I did wrong just laid out for me in chronological order in the comments.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great. Every once in a while, people have some zingers in there. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comments below. I love jumping in there. Tomorrow's going to be a big show. Very excited about Into the Spider-Verse. Still haven't booked my ticket, though.
Ooh. I bought my ticket for Saturday.
I think, well, you're not going to see it tonight?
No.
Oh, you're not. Well, you're not coming in tomorrow. You coming in tomorrow?
Yeah.
You going to spoil for you? We're going to spoil it for you.
No, I just won't listen. I won't be on the show.
God, what's that like? Because I listen to everything. You know, I always pay attention to everything.
Oh, you love listening. I fucking love. You love having your tendrils.
I love when everyone starts to, hey, we got Anthem footage. That's so fun. Oh, tell me about this. Tell me about the 5-minute developer walkthrough.
It's great. Do you want me to tell you all about it?
Actually, I do.
I've watched it
several
times.
No, actually don't, because I want to watch it, because I'm actually in
it. It's really cool.
I was playing Hitman last night.
Yeah.
And we were talking earlier on the show. I should really stream me playing Hitman.
You should.
But
you
what
really
I'm afraid of is that people will see just how much of a true psychopath pervert that I am.
Pervert?
Like, I kind of get off on, like, killing everything in the land.
That sounds troublesome.
Just between you and me. Don't tell anyone that. But here's what always happens with Hitman. Like, the other day I'm playing through Hitman 2. Fucking great game.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. And Greg once asked me, he's like, why do you like Hitman? Because that seems like a game that's not for you. And I finally hit the nail on the head last night. It's very episodic, obviously, right? They move to an episodic style of game.
It's a playground.
It's just, here's a little playground. There's 6 different things you can do, but you can only pick 2 or 3, right? Because if you go with one story, it precludes you from doing the other stories. So there's like 5, there's 3 different ways you can kill each target, and there's usually 2 targets. Like if there's 6, sometimes there's 3 targets, that's 9 different things you can do. But once you do one story, you can't go back into the other ones, you gotta go back and replay the mission. So, and you can just replay it immediately and go, I want to do this a different way. Here's what I did last night. I'm in this little town in Vermont. A little tiny, sleepy suburb. Nice little lake.
Little cottage.
It's a suburb, like a neighborhood.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And there's 2 targets that are hidden out there. Now, I don't watch the cutscenes because that shit just takes too long. I know I got to kill these 2 guys. I don't give a fuck.
You probably should pay attention.
Well, I'm a hitman, okay? I'm nothing if not democratic, right? If people say, hey, we voted, this guy's got to die, here's the money. I go, I'm a businessman.
Okay,
I don't care what. I go off of the John Cusack mentality where, like, if I show up at your doorstep, chances are you did something to deserve that.
Okay, right? I see.
That's a Gross Point Blank quote. Great film.
Is he a hitman in the movie?
You've never seen Gross Point Blank?
No.
God. Yeah, it's about a hitman that goes back to his 20-year high school reunion.
Oh. Maybe I'm
20 or 10. Maybe it's a 10-year high school
reunion. I'm thinking of the hitman movie with Matthew Perry. What's that one called?
Harry. Oh, that's The Whole Nine Yards.
The Whole Nine Yards. There you go, Bruce
Willis. He was a dentist in that movie.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, back to your stuff.
No, so I'm in this sleepy town, and I'm sneaking around, I'm doing all those things. I'm getting, like, I talked to mailman and to give me a package, so I could put a package in someone's door. And then then I gotta go, and I gotta poison a muffin so that this real estate agent's eating the muffin, and he goes, oh, I don't feel so good. And then you just follow him a little bit, right? And I followed him behind this shed, and there was, like, a park ranger in front of it. And I'm like, cool, I'm gonna wait till this guy turns around. And then I'm going to subdue him.
Do the deed.
And right as I was about to subdue him, rear naked choke him.
Kimura arm lock.
Right? He turns into me, and I punch him right in the fucking face. And then I hear the park ranger go, hey, what was that? And I'm like, it is. And like a true professional, Andy. Have you seen the movie Heat?
Yeah.
You remember they're walking out of the bank, and Val Kilmer is looking at Robert De Niro, and they just share like one brief smile at each other, like, hey, we actually got away with this. Like, we actually pulled this off. And then Val Kilmer looks up and sees a cop across the street, doesn't even fucking hesitate, just lights that motherfucker up. Not that you should, movie.
Don't do it.
We love police. But just doesn't hesitate.
Or just don't shoot anybody.
Professional.
Yeah.
Just smiling, 1 second, looks over, sees him, not even a split second of should I do, just empties a fucking clip into the cars over there. That was me. I decimated this entire town. Because I feel like once you kill one person, you can't leave witnesses. You just have to kill everyone.
Cool, great.
Did I go and hunt them down in their backyards? Were they cowering? Yes. Did I say my name? Like, look at me and say my name before I shot them in the face? Maybe.
Wow.
But this is why I don't stream this game.
That's not even scripted in the game.
They weren't actually saying, I was doing their voice.
You were talking to them.
It was kind of like the movie Split.
Got it. Yeah. Cool, great. It reminds me of when Todd shoots a little kid on the bike, Breaking Bad. Remember that? Oh, what an episode that was.
Oh, that was sad.
Oh, man.
The kid looks at, he just looks over and they see the kid.
He's just sitting there and then Todd just, and then Jesse, oh, and the episode ends like, oh my God.
Had to do it.
What a fucking show, dude.
Had to do it because that kid was a witness. You want to go to jail? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm a professional hitman in this game.
They should have kidnapped him like an alpha dog. Remember that movie?
That movie was actually really good.
It was pretty good, right?
Yeah, it was actually really, because it's based on a true story. I liked that they had the graphics that were like, witness number 1, witness number 2, witness number 48.
I like when they do that sort of in-depth UI stuff, like kind of like pop-up video.
The most
I like when they do that.
One of the movies that did that really, really well was a movie called Stranger Than Fiction. Did you ever see that?
Oh, Will Ferrell. I don't remember it.
It wasn't. It was an okay movie. It was more of a dramatic movie.
I don't think I saw all of it.
But it had really, really cool motion graphic overlays because he was in the story, and it's about a character in a book that realizes that he's in a book, and he's like, "Wait, who the hell's talking?" Like the narrator's talking. He's like, "Who's talking to me?" But they did the graphics. The people that did the graphics is a studio called MK12, and they're also the ones that did the intro for Quantum of Solace. Mm. Now, Quantum of Solace. Say what you will about the Bond movie, but the intro to that fucking movie is awesome. And they're one of the premier motion graphic shops, probably on the planet, I would imagine.
How did we get here to talking about this?
Who cares? Ladies and gentlemen, a few housekeeping things before we continue to ramble on for another 45 minutes and then let the Kind of Funny Games Daily talk.
We're about to talk shit about them too?
Yeah. But I'm just not in the mood for it.
Yeah.
I keep getting it. I'm not quite that tired where I'm like, I'm mad at the world. I'm a baby that needs to be put down. Like I was like last Thursday. Remember last Thursday were you on with me on the show? Where we were just tearing through people and we got off and you were like, I was like, I had to ask you. I'm like, did I say anything really bad?
No, yeah, I remember.
And you were like, no, I think we're okay.
Yeah.
But you did, yeah, I think we're okay. But you had that look in your face like, I'm lying to Nick just to get
sure.
away from you.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing happened.
I wanted to get out it's of fine. Your warpath.
That's definitely one though, when they come for me.
That's one for the record books. Yeah.
When they come for me, they're gonna be like,
oh yeah.
That's
evidence number one.
That's like they're not even the final nail in the coffin. They're gonna have so many nails in this coffin that it's gonna be like just a coffin made of nails. Why use wood when you've got all this ammunition against
me? Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's very true.
And that's gonna be the best part is when they come to burn me down. I'm gonna turn around to everyone and be like, bye, and I'm gonna get on the little boat, and y'all can just shoot your arrows into me, and I'll be flame retardant though. Because you can't stop forever. You know what I mean?
I don't know what that means.
I'm so tired. I was on the phone with my brother last night till like 8 o'clock, and I was like, ah, because we have to get a boat. Lots of fun surprises.
I thought you were gonna say like 1 a.m. You said 8 p.m.
But you know, like when you go, when you come in and you do the show and then you just work all the way until like 8.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so fucked. Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm getting over the sickness. The virus got into me and didn't realize it was fucking with a champ.
Oh yeah.
I knocked it out in 2 days. Tim Getty's still down.
It's a bitch ass
virus.
Still
down for the count.
Yeah.
I put this bitch-ass virus on its fucking back.
It had no idea
pulled
what
up
it was
its
getting
leg,
into.
Bah, powder right in the butthole. You're not getting fucking diaper rash on my watch.
Okay.
Da, da. Was the last time you had someone throw powder right into your Mona Lisa?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Is it fun for you to do this show with me?
I don't know.
It's no fun to watch. You guys are good together.
Yeah. Are we good together?
Yeah, you guys just go off. It doesn't look like you're trying to be funny. But I'm just laughing at you.
Thanks cool Greg. Greg.
That's a great.
I appreciate that.
That makes me feel good.
The thing also is that Cool Greg is the harshest critic we have.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's because he just, like, he lives on the razor's edge of reality. Like, he lives a life that actually has real consequences. We're dumb children. Yeah, buddy.
What the fuck is
that? Why don't you talk for a little bit? Tell people about the showcase.
Hey guys, over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, we put up the Kind of Funny Games showcase. Go check that out.
I like doing content.
We're at 63,000 views of this video. We're super proud of it. Tim did an incredible job in the edit. Roger Percorni did a great job of editing this sort of intro part. And yeah, it's just a really cool
thing. Can you scroll back to Danny's house? Cool, Greg. You know Danny O'Dwyer? He used to work with us. He's the Irish dude right there. Pause on that. It's a little bit back. Use the air. Oh god. Oh no. There it is right there. Pause.
It's a cool looking house.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's a cool. Look at big TV. That's a Samsung.
He moved out to what? He moved out to like Baltimore or Maryland or something like that, or like he moved back east somewhere. And now he's got this palatial
Carolina,
estate.
North Carolina, I believe. No, maybe not.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Where did Danny O'Dwyer move to? Did he move to Baltimore?
Danny O'Dwyer moved to
Maine,
the great,
Maryland?
Principality of Maryland.
Maryland. What part of Maryland?
Indeed. I don't know whereabouts in Maryland he is. Actually.
Is Baltimore in Maryland?
Baltimore is indeed in Maryland. Home of the Baltimore
Boston
Orioles.
Boston in Maryland.
My favorite.
The Ravens.
Baseball team.
Ray also Lewis. Ray Lewis killed the guy.
Home of the Ravens. But
listen, stop bringing that up.
Home of the Baltimore Orioles.
He paid his price for that. He went to jail for 20 years for that.
Were you talking about North Carolina?
Did he not?
No.
Is he still alive? How's that Tacoma hat treating you? I got to play Tacoma.
Yeah, you do. You got to play Tacoma. I like this hat. Fulbright was having a sale. I got it.
I like the shirt. I like the Tacoma shirt you have. I like that, the gradient color.
Yeah, you like the gradient one? Yeah, I like that one too.
I was like, wait a minute, that's not a Tacoma shirt he's wearing.
No, that's a different shirt.
That's a Killer Queen. Killer Queen black, right?
You're just nerding out today, huh?
I am nerding out. Well, I've been doing a lot of house cleaning, so I'm finding a bunch of old clothes here. But
most stressful time, by the way, happened yesterday.
What's that?
When I get home, full day of work, got all sorts of stuff we got to do. I'm about to go on vacation. I got all this shit I got to take care of. Spider-Verse tonight, got to see it. Whatever. Get home, my wife's like, bad news. I'm like, what? She's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're one shirt over our shirt maximum.
Oh, that's right.
I'm like, God
damn it. I remember this.
So she's like, you got to go in there right now and you got to kill one of your shirts. And it's like,
I thought you were joking.
So sad. No, it's a reality.
I remember we were talking about like a filthy casual shirt or one of the kind of funny shirts. You're like, yeah, but if I take this home, I'm going to have to get rid of one of my other shirts. And I thought you were joking. He was like, no.
So what's the shirt max? What's the threshold?
I don't know. My wife doesn't tell me because
it's like the airlines.
Exactly. What it is it's not a shirt max. It's a hanger max.
Okay.
I can have multiple shirts, but I can only have so many in the drawer and so many on the hanger. Okay. And at a certain point, we just don't have space for it. We live in an apartment in San Francisco. We don't have a lot of space.
So what shirt didn't make the cut?
I threw out an old kind of funny shirt.
Okay.
I had an old bridge shirt that was really, really
Oh, like, the ratty one. Yeah, you have a new bridge shirt.
Yeah, now I have a new one. So I was like, well, I have a new one of that.
I want to reprint the bridge shirt on, like, just, I don't know. I want to do something different there. I love that design.
Dude, I'll tell you one thing right now.
Here's what I want to do. I want the LaCroix shirt that's not a LaCroix shirt.
The sparkling water inspired
looking.
Shirt.
Yeah, very similar looking.
Yeah.
Seltzer water inspired shirt in different colors. And that way I want like a legion of kind of funny best friends to be at conventions in different colored. Oh. So like the blue kind of KF game shirt and then have like a raspberry colored one and then like an orange one and a green one, you know, like.
You know what other shirt I had to get rid of? Was that, I got to bring it back in for people. It's sitting on my desk. The lime green filthy casual shirt.
Oh yeah.
I tried it on. Just does not look good on me.
What, really?
You know, remember how you have the problem where you see the jujujus? Yeah. The little Hershey Kisses?
Yeah. They're popping up?
They're popping up a little bit.
But isn't there a lot of print that masks it?
I just don't like it.
Got it.
I love our color LaCroix shirt. I just don't like that lime green shirt. I'm bringing it in for everyone. I'm probably going to give it to Kevin. He'll stretch it.
This is up on the store now, too.
Right there. Pull it up.
The long housekeeping.
Hype it up. Here's what I want you guys to understand. This is the job I do here. Cool, can you go to kindoffunny.com?
Right.
Straight up, just kindoffunny.com. And I want to show you guys what I spent way too much time doing. Not .extralife. Just, take that out right there. There it is. Boom. Come to this.
Bam.
Boom. Look at this little med rec that I made.
I love that.
The hype is real.
Nick, I love that.
Kindoffunny.com/store.
What font is that?
That is just
Is
Helvetic.
That Muller? Is that
R? It might be. It might be Helvetica also. I can't remember. I just picked the cool font that looked
You
up.
Have Helvetica? That shit's expensive.
Of course I do.
But you have like a fake Helvetica. I have a lot of fake Helveticas.
I mean, no, I think I downloaded like the Helvetica suite.
I'm working on a shirt right now where I think you saw it, where it's like a dark gray heathered shirt and it says Nitro Rifle and Cheeto Fingers and Flapjack and
it.
Tim.
I love it.
But I'm contemplating.
You know, white boy Tim?
I'm contemplating. It's like a dark heathered shirt, right? With a darker gray print. So it's like, it's visible, but, you know, it's like a darker gray print. It's not popping. Or a dark heather gray shirt with, like, a bright yellow print. Because I love the way yellow and dark gray looks.
Me too.
I love the way they sort of juxtapose.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I support everything you do. Every once in a while, one of the fun joys I get in the office is obviously fucking with Kevin. That's first and foremost, like, the fun. Right. Kevin, Tim, and Greg. Not as much Greg, because Greg just is a psychopath. And any given time, might just jump up on your fucking desk or whatever. But fucking with Tim and Kevin, fantastic. That's number one. Number two, I walk by your desk, watch you design stuff. It's like watching Leonardo da Vinci paint something.
Just crossover fools, cross up fools on the court, you know?
Yeah, I was going to go artist, but you went sport.
Da Vinci.
That's cool.
You know?
Absolutely. What else do we have? Oh, right, this. This is the last piece of housekeeping we're going to do today. Here it is. Give me the one cool, Greg. Kind of funny. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. If you back us on the fan mail tier, you get a signed poster of old baby Blue Eyes himself. The second best Blue Eyes in San Francisco, according to his mom. Tim Geddes, Forbes, 30 under 30, winner du jour. It's coming to you right now.
Cool. We are still on housekeeping the June Ninja.
Yeah, lastly, Musicians in the community, go to kindoffunny.com/music to download the official Kind of Funny theme song MIDI file if you want to make your own version for us. And that's a little heart. I believe that's from Tim. All right. Top.
Where?
Up.
Oh, cool.
What?
Kindoffunny.com music. I didn't know about that. Is that a new initiative?
I have no fucking idea. I mean, I don't know. That's people just cool. do shit.
That's pretty cool.
And then it happens and they go, hey, here's this thing. And I go, cool. And then I never use it.
Cool. Ted.
But we'll use this one.
Cool. All right. Good show, man.
Now, I issued a need on Twitter the other day.
Okay.
And that need, that's right, Andy.
It's for speed.
For speed.
Yeah.
And what by that I mean I needed someone in Tahoe to speed their ass over to the set of the new Top Gun movie that's being filmed there currently and give me an update. And our man on the scene, Snowbike Mike, on Twitter, gave me an update. Top Gun 2 Tahoe update number 2. Apparently I missed the first update. For at Nick Scarpino, a.k.a. Ice Cream Scoops, they call me the Iceman, but ice, you know, it's, that's short for the Ice Cream
Scoops. Ice Cream
Scoops,
Man Scoops.
Right. I have received confirmation on where the one and only star himself, Maverick, is staying. Will I be taking the team to dinner at that location in hopes of seeing him tonight? Yes. So last night, we have confirmed that Tom Cruise is in Tahoe filming Top Gun 2. Snowbike Mike is now stalking him. Not in an illegal way. In a absolutely 100% above board legal way.
Yeah, just in hopes that we
my guess is that he's staying probably, I would imagine, at the Ritz-Carlton in Squaw. Or North Star. I think it's in North Star, the Ritz-Carlton.
I really want to go to Tahoe.
They have amazing, oh my God, dude. One time my buddy Ty, his mom has this like timeshare. You know Ty. Mm-hmm. His mom, kind of affluent, has this timeshare that every year is at like, but it's not like a normal timeshare. We're like, oh, we have a timeshare that we do in Tahoe. And then you go, hold on, I need a thing. I got a thing. Where's the thing?
What?
She has a timeshare in like a dope ass where like it's a timeshare where like you get a giant fucking house in like an exclusive neighborhood in a really cool location. And one time she got this timeshare at in the like the Ritz-Carlton residence, and it was fucking amazing.
It's weird to me. Timeshares to me, growing up, you know, in the Rio Grande Valley,
RGV.
Timeshares to me were just things that I heard about in movies. Yeah. I didn't know people actually had them.
My friends had a timeshare in Palm Springs. That was the one thing. We have a timeshare in Palm Springs. And I was like, oh, this sounds so exciting. Then we went there, two-bedroom apartment. Mm. I was like,
what do they normally look like?
I mean, a timeshare is just basically you are either renting or you buy into a shared piece of property that then you go, okay, this month is the time that you can go to visit this property, or you have this week where you go and like you pick a week.
Got it.
You own it with five or six other people, families, and then they can pick the weeks there too. So
if we had
a timeshare, if you and I were like, hey, let's get a timeshare in like Austin, Texas, where we just buy a piece of property or rent a piece of property out and we both pay it, and then you can live in there half like a week and then I can live in there the rest of the year. That's okay. How it would work.
That's weird to split it up that
well,
way.
It's because of the it's split up by age and wisdom.
Okay.
And just and I guess sheer like sexual seniority. And sheer sexual prowess.
Okay. Power and strength.
Well, you know.
Okay. I've always loved the idea of having a place somewhere else that you could just get away.
Yeah.
And just go chill at, you know? Like, I love the idea of getting away out of this city and just relaxing somewhere.
You know, that's the hardest thing to do these days, is because everywhere you go outside of the city, you have to drive like 4 hours to get to some place that's like cheap enough that you can actually enjoy. Because my wife and I, back in the day, when we first started dating, we'd like pop up to Napa and just, you know, stay at a nicer hotel. But it was like a couple $100, $300. I'm like, that's a little pricey. But for a night, you know, hang out, yeah. Maybe get a massage. Now it's like, there's a place we used to stay at. I swear to God, it's like $1,000 a night.
Wow.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Now, granted, in the gift shop, they do have chocolate-covered Oreos that are individually wrapped.
Chocolate-covered Oreos? What do you mean?
They take Oreos,
dip them
in milk chocolate, wrap them up.
Wait, is Oreo cool with that? Like, are they allowing the resale?
I mean, when you have rooms for $1,000 a night, you want to fight them?
That's true.
They have $1,000 a night per room coming in.
That's a fight I don't want, Nick.
That's they're going to price you out of the market very fast, my friend.
That's a fight I don't want. You know what I want to do? I really want to just visit Montana.
Dude, me too.
Or just somewhere that's beautiful.
I want to go to Alberta, Canada. That's where I want to go. I'm watching this show called Meat Eater. We already talked about how you hate the logo. I love the logo.
But oh, they go meat to all, eater. They go to all these. Meteor.
No, meat eater. Sorry, I'm congested right now. And I normally don't enunciate as much as I probably should. I should talk down here, actually.
Meat eater. Yeah.
Meat eater.
Yeah.
They went to this place in Alberta, Canada. It's the most beautiful fucking thing you've ever seen in your life. I want to convene with nature so badly. But I don't want to do it like I'm torn, because on one hand I'm like, I do, like part of me is like, oh, let's be a man, like let's learn how to hunt and forage for our own stuff. But then I'm like, that sounds like it's hard, and then I have to poop outside, and you know that I can't poop outside.
Yeah. Like if I have Wi-Fi.
And well, if I have
like a PS4.
Like here's how I want to do it eventually.
Nice
like,
TV.
Eventually, yeah. My ultimate goal for travel is to go on an African safari.
Lunchables.
But not like, hey, let's go out there and sleep with lions and shit. It's stay at like a 5-star hotel, go out, see them, come back, have lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Go out, see them again, come back, have dinner. Massage. Chocolate-covered
Take some goldfish out with you.
But I'm like, my wife's like, can we do that? And then I was like, how much is it going to cost? And then she tells me the price.
$84,000.
I just black out for a second. And then I come back and I'm like, what happened?
Two days later.
She's like, you were in such pain that your brain went into the fucking upside-down verse for a little bit, and then you came back. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do that shit anymore. Let's see. Calgary, Alberta, Canada, says Fox Steve in the chat, says it's amazing. Winter here sucks, says Predator. Yeah, no, I don't want to like fucking live there. I want to go there like springtime when it's kind of warm and just see how beautiful it is. Montana would be another one.
I just want to be penetrated by the spirits of nature. Like, I want to just have them running through me and like.
Do you remember when we watched
Alive, you know?
X-Men Apocalypse, for that show we used to do that we'll never bring back?
Yeah.
Or will we?
You can't.
Tune in January 4th.
You can't be
for. We might bring it back.
We're doing
X-Men. I can't. You can't give
We're
me.
We're doing X-Men review over again.
Listen, you can't give me secrets.
God,
I get nervous
it.
With them, and then I say the opposite, or maybe I say the thing. Who knows? Nobody knows where we're going to go.
You are Michael Scott in the episode of The Office, Nick, where they are going to get bought out by a company, and they're like, Michael, you can't let them know that we don't have money, or else they're not going to want to buy us out.
Yeah.
If you let them know that we are poor and we are hemorrhaging funds, they're not going to want to buy us out. They're just going to like let us die out. Mm-hmm. I say, okay, I won't tell him. And he gets on the elevator. He's like, oh God, I'm so scared I'm going to tell him. And they're like, no, Michael, you can't do that. You are him, dude.
I am him. I am that. Who was it was saying, Schism said, come to Arkansas. Nick, it's literally called the natural state. I would love to go to Arkansas, actually.
I love Arkansas.
Joshua Tree is supposed to be amazing, too. Someone was saying, Drew Baca, 1313, says, Nick, Alberta's only warm, quote unquote, warm from June to August.
Holy shit.
He's like, the rest of the time is cold. I don't mind that. I'll put a cool, like Patagonia vest and like a cool jacket on.
You had to call it Patagucci.
Patagucci. Me and Cool Greg have a vernacular now where I go, Cool Greg, are we good? And he goes, we're all Gooch. And then he goes, Snoogey. And he goes, that's not how it goes.
No, it's not.
All right, next up on news. This is cool, actually. I saw this. This is a short film that's coming to Comedy Central on December 19th. Check it out. Let's watch this real quick. I don't want anyone to know what this is. Let's watch it.
Are you ready for the most merry mission of the year, Blitzen? What the?
Sprinkles, get down! Ah!
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
So at 10:30 p.m.,
BoJack Horseman is on Comedy Central?
Who the hell knows? I thought it was on Netflix, but I guess maybe it started on Comedy Central, now it's on Netflix?
No, it's always been on Netflix. Oh. I guess maybe they're across. That's cool.
Well, presumably it's produced by Comedy Central. Who the hell knows? I don't watch the show. But what's great about that is evidently this is a holiday special that's happening.
And awesome.
It's done in that Santa and his reindeer style, like stop motion, which always used to freak me out when I was a kid.
Why?
Stop motion freaks me out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why?
The raisins, mostly, the California
raisins. Oh, sure.
They were terrifying to me as a child.
Yeah. They just looked like dying bodies.
They looked like old, shriveled, dying bodies.
I love how we just both burped, but like I didn't try to hide it, and you try to hide it.
It's the Red Bull, man. It hits your fucking stomach real good.
Hits the gullet
real good. All right, next up on this, pull this up. This is from Slash Film. M. Night Shyamalan's first cut of Glass was 3 hours and 20 minutes long.
Good Lord.
I would have watched the whole fucking thing. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Are you excited about Glass?
I need to fully commit myself to sitting down and watching Unbreakable all the way through and pay attention to it.
Have you not seen Unbreakable all the way
through? It's just like one of those movies that I just zone in and out of.
Gotcha.
But this is like, what, 2006 or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, probably. I mean, this is pre
Because what, Sixth Sense was like 2002? 2001, maybe?
Let me look it up. Hold on.
Oh, no. Sixth Sense, I was in middle school. I was a sixth grader. 98, 99.
Let's see. This was 2000.
2000. Fucking Lord.
Jesus. Yeah. This was before everything, man. This was like when we were stuck in the X-Men Wolverine Buffon days.
Yeah. And I only saw like the second half of Split. I haven't seen all of Split.
You haven't seen the whole thing?
No.
Half's the best part.
And it wasn't until it was revealed that it was all connected that I was like, you know what? It's on. Let me just finish Split or whatever.
Right.
And I saw the rest of it, and that's when I was like, oh, dude. It's connected. I don't even care about this franchise. Like,
right, it's pretty awesome.
I'm stoked about this.
Well, you know? The thing is, like, to be honest, let's be 100% honest. Nobody gave a shit about Unbreakable. Really. When it came out, people were like, that's cool. But it was at the tail end of M. Night Shyamalan's. Like, he had done Sixth Sense, and you're like, oh, that was really cool.
Signs.
And then he did Signs, and we're like, oh, okay, that was cool, but it was kind of weird.
Signs is cool.
Yeah. And then he did Unbreakable. I might be getting this time.
Yeah.
He really came out of the gates hot with Sixth Sense. Like, that fucking, I was like, holy shit, what a fucking awesome twist.
Like Jeremy Lin.
They call him the Jeremy Lin
Insanity.
Of movie makers.
Mm-hmm.
And then he proceeded to have a twist in every movie, and I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And the twist in this, of course, in Unbreakable was like, Mr. Glass is the bad guy the entire time. Okay, that's cool. And it was okay, but I just don't think audiences were ready for it. Now you go back and watch that movie after all the Marvel movies, and you see it as a more realistic, hardcore, kind of like fucked up superhero movie. You're like, that's actually pretty cool. Then Split comes.
Signs
like,
is after Unbreakable, by the way.
I hadn't thought about Unbreakable. I didn't really give a shit about Unbreakable, if I'm being 100% honest, until I watched Split, and then I see Bruce Willis at the end, and I'm like, yes.
This is cool.
This is a fucking great idea. Yeah. Like, take that. Because Unbreakable is okay. I'd give it a solid 85%, maybe 80%. But now that you tie it into this bigger thing with James McAvoy being all fucking jacked out, beast mode, steroids, fucking steroids everywhere, steroids on my dick and my ass, like, everywhere. Blah. We get to this cinematic universe. Super excited about it.
It's just a really neat thing that you never thought would have come together, and I hope, I really, really hope this movie's going to be awesome.
It's like when they were like, you know what would be really cool? Is if Disney bought Star Wars and then made a Star Wars movie every year. I was like, that's never going to happen. And like, there's no way. And then they did it, and you're like, oh, it's so cool.
Cool.
I'm on the cusp, you know what I mean? I'm talking shit, I don't know. But you're bringing me back. I keep looking into your beautiful eyes, and you're like, don't go there again, Nick.
Don't go to that place of hatred.
Don't give him more ammunition.
Don't go to that place of hatred.
Jordan Peele revealed a new poster for his upcoming movie, Us. Scroll down here, Cool Greg, you can see it. I don't know what this is about, and I don't care, because I'm going to see it, because Get Out was awesome. Click on that bad boy. Look at this.
Get Out was so good, dude.
It's freaky, freaky deaky. There it is.
What
for
a
audio
cool
listeners,
photo.
Go look at the poster. I can't describe this to you. It's someone holding some scissors with a glove on her right hand.
But the scissors are gold, and the robe that they're wearing is just a punch red, like a scarlet, evil-looking red.
Yeah.
The font for Us is phenomenal. This imagery evokes such an emotion in
it
me,
does.
Nicholas.
It does.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go into some tips, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what you got for us. Remember, if you want to tip us at the $5 above level, we will take those tips and read them out loud. Also, I mean, kind of.
The what? What?
Like the two eyeballs and the scissors and then the nose in the middle?
Yeah, I could see that.
Cool. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I just like the colors. You going to read tips or... We don't have tips.
Let's see. Noter Pancake says, can't believe Nick revealed M. Night in review. We're probably never going to do M. Night in review.
No.
I don't think so. It's only going to be 3 movies. They're not making another movie after this.
I really want to do... Somebody recommended that we do a Miyazaki in review. That'd be cool.
Did you see that... there's a clip I almost put on the show today on IO9 of the new documentary they're making about him called The Endless Man. Because he keeps retiring and then keeps coming out of retirement to do one more.
Brett Favre.
But it's him looking at... the first ever like CG used in his films, and just it's just cool. He's just like kind of looking at it and like and critiquing it and talking about they basically like animated a caterpillar, but they used CG for the hair. And he's like, oh, that's kind of cool. It's mathematic, and he's like, it should move if it moved like. And they're just having an interesting conversation.
That's cool.
About it.
I love seeing artists just.
Have you watched the other documentary about him? That's on Netflix.
No.
Oh my god, it's so good. What is that called? Hold on, you vamp for a little bit. Talk about geopolitics.
Geopolitics. I'll talk more about Brett Favre.
Go ahead.
Big, just big gray dick.
Cool. He has a big gray dick.
Just a gray looking dick.
It's called The Kingdom of Dreams and Madness. It was released in 2014, and I watched it. And it was basically chronicling him working on what was supposed to be his last film. And then, of course, after that, they were like, well, like, I think there's a little post thing that's like, well, he actually didn't retire. But it's cool because it goes into Studio Ghibli, and, like, it shows you the whole thing. And he's built this fucking awesome studio in Japan full of, like, it's everything that I would want this studio to be if Kevin wasn't constantly taping things to walls, and then a day later they just fall off.
Speaking of you talking about Miyazaki talking to other people about his art or whatever, a really cool thread popped up from the creators of Sonic the character.
Okay.
The actual people who made him back in the day for Genesis.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the poster and sort of critiquing the poster because it's out of their hands, obviously. They have no input in what the Sonic the Movie poster looks like or whatever.
Sure.
And a few that, like, one of them was saying, Sonic is, this was like a Google, rough Google translation, but he was like, Sonic is like a, I think he said like a pixie, or I forgot what wording he used, but he was like, he doesn't need to look like a real hedgehog to exist in real life. Like, he can be whatever he wants to be, sort of thing. Like,
well, yeah.
He doesn't need to be this furry creature with, like, anatomically correct, like, sort of muscles and shit like that. He could just, he can just exist in the world, you know? And it was just interesting seeing them critique the new look of Sonic.
So basically, that new look is terrible.
Yeah, I got to imagine they just were. Sonic is a fairy for everyone. Yes, thank you, Husky Dork. It was like, he's like a fairy. Like, he takes no shape. He can just be whatever the fuck he wants. Like, he doesn't have to look like a real hedgehog, you know? It's just, yeah, it was a pretty interesting thing to read.
On a slightly unrelated note.
What's up?
I would like to pet a hedgehog one day.
Oh my God, yeah.
I was watching, my wife was watching this show last night called, like, I think it was called, like, Orphans in the Wild or something like that. It's about people around the world who run, like sanctuary farms for, like, animals that have been orphaned.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was, it's not a hedgehog, I don't know why I brought this up, but it was a it was a sloth, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it was the cutest fucking thing because this sloth had no money. Apparently when sloths, if a sloth falls when it's young, down onto the ground, the mother just leaves it because it's too dangerous for her to slowly climb down, get it, and bring it back up. So in, like, Costa Rica, for instance, you'll walk around and just be like, is that a fucking sloth, like a sloth baby? And it just goes, I don't know what to do with it. And you're like, all right. And then you grab it and it goes on, like, it just sloths onto you, and then it's your baby forever. And it's cool. But then they had to, like, rehabilitate it and, like, figure out how to train it to go back out in the wild.
Yeah.
And they're like, most of these things get fucking just killed.
Oh, sure.
Just capped.
Whenever I see a daddy long leg.
Did I just make you laugh over?
I always see daddy long legs in my apartment. And
yeah, kill them all.
No.
They're terrifying.
No, they're cool.
They're fucking giant
monsters. So I was getting a box out of my closet,
yeah,
and a box that has, like, a bunch of old toys and shit, and I saw daddy long leg. I was like, get out of here, I don't want you in here.
Right.
So I, like, relocated it to the restroom, which where I had seen another daddy long leg before. So it climbed up the wall and it was chilling up there, and I would go pee in the morning, whatever, I'd see it up there, and, like, all right, it's still chilling up there, whatever. Well, I go into the restroom last night and it's in the shower, like, it's in the tub. I was like, you're gonna fucking die there, dude. So I relocate him. And I opened the window, I was like, oh, last straw, this is it. I put him outside the window, I was like, sayonara, dude. Like, right. I hope you survive.
Right.
But clearly you're not happy in, like, your space
now
in here.
Now you have to be exposed to the elements,
yeah,
of San Francisco.
So if you want to catch bugs in a place where there really aren't, there's really just, like...
Well, there's less bugs in your apartment than there would be outside, right?
Yeah.
Like, you want the daddy long legs. Oh, here we go. Good, good, good.
I'm just hoping he's alive.
Well, hold on one second.
Oh, fantastic.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Snowbike Mike, our man on the streets of Tahoe, the hard-hitting streets of Tahoe. The Iceman himself has given us a third update. Top Gun 2, Tahoe update number 3-4, at Nick Scarpino, a.k.a. the Cheeto Fingers, that's me. Some say the mission was impossible to avoid police detection and get near the local airport. So I stopped into my cross-country ski and traversed the backside. Unfortunately, all shooting has stopped at this location. Okay. So not so much an update, more of just a failure. Those sirens are on your side, not ours.
No, they're on ours. There's no siren around you. The other day, there
got
was,
it.
The other day, there was a fire truck coming down the street, and I was crossing the street, and it was still fairly far away.
Sure.
But the sirens are kind of loud.
Sure.
So I'm crossing the street. I'm like, oh, let me fucking cross. Where are the fire trucks going to? And I turn to my right, and a giant figure is running at me. And it was Greg. And Greg was like, fucking smile, dude. Why aren't you ever happy in the morning? I'm like, Greg, there's a goddamn fire truck super loud with sirens. And I turn and I see a giant thing coming at me. Yeah. Like, I'm scared.
Greg's a psychopath.
Like, you scared me.
A lot of people say, like, Greg, if there was one or two things that had gone the opposite way in Greg's, like, formative years, he would be American Psycho right now.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be like, we found so many bodies in his basement.
It scared the
shit. So many
fucking
bodies.
It scared the shit out of me. Like, I jolted. When I get scared, I don't, like, or I don't really, I just feel that feeling in your body when you're kind of, like,
tenses.
Yeah,
just fucking stab people in the eye.
No.
Suchio gave us a tip and said, shout out to Pokey Bones Garcia going hard in the circle pits. Roma Lololo, I am coming for my revenge next Taken tournament. This fool told the tournament team he beat me 2-0. I won one round. Liar. Thanks to the kind of funny fam. Sincerely, Suchito. Let's see. Skizzip said, heads up. My mom is sitting next to me and watching again, but she swears she can make you blush, Nick. So you feel free to... She swears she can make you blush, Nick. So feel free to continue to talk about the understuff. She also wants to know if the ladies have the word dugout. What do the dudes have now? A hot dog stand.
Jesus Christ.
That's what dudes have. Ninja Chicken. Hey, Mrs. Jamie. I apologize about everything that came before and after this. Ninja Chicken 737 said, Hankle, Nick, you're just here to drop off my birthday tax. Thanks for everything you do. Love you guys. Love you back. Montezuma gave us $1 and just said just the tip for this clip. He gave us a little clip. We'll see that if that's funny. Montezuma gave us the other $4 for the rest of my tip. Pardon me. I am not a shark, said Merry Christmas, my sweet boys. Nick, I don't want to alarm you, but you might be my father. For starters, whoa. I'm not a shark. That's a pretty good sign.
Good.
That's true.
Yeah.
I love cinema and have been doing stand-up. And like you, I lie awake at night thinking about Andy's pitch black pepperoni nipples. I don't want anything from you, but for you to stay the champ daddy. Love you, boys. Cool, Greg. Keep shaking that ass. R.I.P. Kevin, I'm not a shark. And our final tip today comes from Not Notre Pancakes.
Not your pancakes.
Not your pancakes. What is wrong with me?
I don't know, man.
I'm never home in time.
You are slipping into senility, slowly but surely. We're watching
tell you what, I'm excited
regress.
About, yeah, I'm excited about those that giant thing of goldfish crackers.
And there are many of them now. Big Core, BIGKOR on Twitter. Thanks,
brother. BIGKOR, MOUSE. I'm never home in time to catch the show live, so I got to ask a question I've had for a while. Nick, do you prefer Uncle Nicky or Daddy Nick? Much love, guys. They're both terrible.
They both turn me on.
They're both. You know what I got to say?
Really, I got to say.
It's really turning me on.
It's really turning me on.
That's it for tips, ladies and gentlemen. Is this a fun clip, Cool Greg?
Yeah, thanks.
Let's watch it.
Just pass the fuck out.
Who sleeps that soundly?
At the end, the joke. Rewind to the very, very end. Cool.
Can we watch? Yeah, let's watch the last like 5 seconds.
Yeah, right there. Perfect. When it grabs onto her skin, watch.
It's so fucked up.
That's a great clip.
That was really good. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a break real quick to tell you about 23andMe. Now through December 25th, the 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up your DNA. 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry Service includes 90-plus personalized genetic reports that offer DNA insights on what makes you unique. Yesterday, I went into Greg's backend. Look at all the cool things. Yesterday, I went into the back end of Greg's 23andMe account.
Yeah, okay.
To go through all the cool. It's really cool. You can discover all sorts of little things about yourself, including, we talked about mosquito bites. Turns out Greg has the physique of an elite power athlete, and he's never going to let us live that down. I know. I'm surprised, too. That makes no sense.
But what?
Evidently, if Greg, again, if one or two things
if
had gone differently
about getting
for Greg,
in shape.
If he cared at all, he could be Hunter Pence. I mean, he knows that now. And I don't know if the knowledge of that wears on him like it should, because he just continues to eat sugar.
Pablo Sandoval, yeah.
And beer. But it doesn't matter. 23andMe can help you figure out things about yourself. Learn how your genes play a role in your well-being and lifestyle choices. Do your arms and legs twitch while you're sleeping? With 23andMe's sleep movement report, you can discover how your genetics may be influencing how much you move your arms and legs during your sleep. Explore the genetics behind your appearance and senses. For instance, let's see. If you have a musical note, can you sing it back? While matching pitch comes naturally for some, it's almost impossible for others. Kevin. Genetics can play a role in your ability to match a musical pitch. That's really, really cool.
You want
to
sing a note for me? I'll pitch. I'll...
No!
No! I mean, I've got that gene.
You do have that gene. Mm-hmm. If you want to figure out if you've got that sweet, sweet Andy pitch gene, go to 23andme.com/morning. That's the number, 23andme.com/morning. Again, 23andme.com/morning. Now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe DNA kit. Loot Gaming is our next sponsor. What is Loot Gaming? Well, Loot Gaming is a monthly subscription box delivered directly to your door with exclusive pop culture collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves, which means you can't find these items anywhere else. No matter what you geek out about, this is for you. This month's theme is Halo Gears of War. Includes cool stuff from the franchises Halo, Gears of War, Mass Effect, and Galaga. A few months back, obviously, they shipped us a Loot Gaming crate that we are still using today, including two Foxhound Metal Gear-inspired pint glasses that Greg's actually, I think he's, again, drinking out of one of them. I don't know. He might want to wash this glass. I don't think he washes it that much. Cool Greg, of course, loves the pins that come. Do you like those pins that come in every Loot Crate, Cool Greg?
Oh, I love them.
Mass Effect is my favorite franchise of all time. So
that's, is that where, that's,
I may
that,
have to
that's why you have
this.
The hair. You got the Mass Effect hair.
Do
that's,
I?
Yeah, that's what we talk about when you're not here.
I don't think so. I don't think that's right.
There's a guaranteed t-shirt in every crate. They pack $60 of value, $29 a month. You can't lose. $29 for $60 worth of value? That's how math should work.
Mm-hmm.
Loot Crate also offers 16 other awesome crates from our pop culture collection. From our pop culture Loot Crate to some gaming favorites, including Fallout and Halo. Subscribe now and give yourself a birthday present every month. Here's how you do it. This crate will sell out, so you must order by the end of the week to guarantee yours. Get the best surprises each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company. Geek out in style with Loot Crate. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. That's lootcrate.com/KFMS. Enter the code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. Next up, we have MeUndies. Have you finished your holiday shopping yet? No worries. If you just got really nervous, like, oh crap, I should do it, don't worry. MeUndies has you covered. You can get everything you need for you and your loved ones at MeUndies.com. MeUndies uses the... Are you wearing them right now?
Avocados.
Avocados and coconuts.
Avocados.
Right, look at those beautiful underwear. They've conferred it. They've conferred it almost all of us.
They're so great. I love them, dude.
The only reason they haven't conferred me yet is because I'm just lazy. That's the problem.
Yeah, you gotta get on it, man.
But I'll tell you one thing. This deal right now is getting me going. MeUndies has covered micromodal fabric, which is 3 times softer than cotton. If you've never felt this fabric, get ready to feel... to experience pure bliss in underwear form. You can also get a style that is perfectly suited for you or that special someone. Men and women can each choose from 4 different cuts, all of which are available from classic colors to adventurous avocado prints.
Aguacate!
Seriously, these fun undies would be a great stocking stuffer, but why stop at undies? MeUndies has cozy lounge pants and onesies in that same super soft fabric, perfect for wearing Christmas gifts. I shit you not, when Tim is at home, he wears the undies, like the onesie.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And he looks very cozy.
Yeah, he looks really very cozy. Yeah.
And Gio wears them too, but Tim's like, he doesn't want to be touched. But if I was in a onesie and Gio, and like my significant other was in a onesie, I'd be like, let's get this onesie
cozy.
On.
Let's cozy up. Yep.
Let's get the warmth going.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the softness and warmth going. MeUndies is a great offer for the listeners. Excuse me, for any first time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Order by 12/16. That's the 16th of December, or free shipping in time for Christmas. Crunch for time? You can't go wrong with MeUndies gift card. This is a no-brainer. Get 50% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. Here's how you do it. To get that 15% off your first pair of free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Congratulations. We got through it. Our winner today. Oh, bring it up.
Whoa.
Update number four.
Whoa.
Update. I have located the set on the far side of the airport. Very difficult to get to, but it's happening. Tom Cruise is in the building.
Snowbike Mike!
Yeah, Snowbike Mike. Yeah. Can we pull this up? Can you click on this image and let's zoom in?
Enhance
this image. Enhance. Enhance.
Enhance.
Enhance.
Enhance.
Enhance.
Enhance.
Enhance.
Enhance.
Can we see Tom Cruise anywhere?
I see four deer.
I think those are just structures. There we go, doggy dog.
Oh, there's not four deer. I thought there was four deer standing up and eating. It looks like it, right?
No, those are just some sort of like hurdles. Yeah. I feel like those are things that long-distance runners jump over.
I was hoping deer played a prominent role in this.
Very excited about this. Thanks, Snowbike Mike. Keep us updated. Much appreciated. Today, our winner of the giveaway is Dasen Neo 22. How do you say that? How would you say that?
The Senzio
22 from Twitch. You have won Hello Neighbor on Xbox One. Congratulations. And thank you all for your support. Let me check back in on tips and see what's going on. Nope, no more tips. Oh, yeah, let's go into the chat real quick, and then we'll round this bad boy out.
Head into the chat, head into the chat.
No, Mr. No said, for what movie is this? This is Top Gun 2. They're filming Top Gun 2 up in Tahoe right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting updates from our man on the streets, Snowbike Mike.
Snowbike Mike.
Or man of the...
Correspondent.
Man of the skis.
Man of the slopes.
There it is. Our man on the slopes. I was going to get there eventually.
Yeah.
Snowbike Mike is giving us updates. Oh, my God.
Nick is giving up that nappy dugout.
Well, that's gross. That, well, I said I introduced dugout into the lexicon.
Stop, man.
And Mrs. Skizup is watching right now, and she's just
disgusted.
I can't fathom what she thinks about me and you. Mostly you. You're a disgusting pervert.
There's a great moment in Party Mode, or in one of the recent ones coming up, where you say something, and it's not what you said was funny. It's the fact that you open mouth cough immediately after. And you're just like, yeah, something. And I was like, what's this guy doing just fucking coughing back here? And you were like, I'm disgusting.
Look at, man. They gave me this show a long time ago because no one else wanted to do it. And they were like, Nick, you'll do it. You don't do anything else in this office. And I said, I'm going to take this show and turn it into gold. And after the third episode, I was like, that's not going to happen.
It's clearly not.
So I got to 45 minutes right with now. Something. You got to listen to me cough for 5 minutes.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Truth be told, I love this show. I think it's the best show we do.
Top Gun 2 will flop. Will gross under $50 million on opening weekend.
No fucking way. Nah. Top Gun 2 is going to crush.
You're crazy, Reed.
It's a Tom Cruise movie. Let us not forget the last like three Tom Cruise movies that came out and did one. Dude, Fallout was amazing. And did well. You're crazy. Let's see.
Did you hear that Carl Weathers, Breaking Bad's Giancarlo Esposito, and Werner Herzog are going to be in The Mandalorian? Yeah, I did hear that.
That's cool. JoJo.
Hey, Joey.
What's going on?
Good morning.
Not too much. I'm a little... I feel good, but my cold has gone all up here, then I'm just coughing like crap. I'm sure it's lovely for the audio listeners that have no idea it's coming. But I've been coughing directly in my mic for the past 45 minutes.
I'm sure they love that.
Who gets everyone in the studio sick most? I don't know.
Well, Tim got us all sick this time.
Uh-huh.
Because Tim got sick about a week, like two weeks ago. He was sick when we were filming the intros for the showcase.
That's right.
And then he just couldn't stop.
I'm scared because I always think about how long I've gone without a sickness, and I know any day it's bound to come.
Oh, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to die.
Probably weird because you go home on Saturday, so you don't necessarily want to go home.
Very scary.
And be sick / get everybody else
very
sick.
Very scary.
We got to talk about Spider-Verse.
I didn't see it.
You're going to see it tonight, right?
No.
I'm
seeing it on Saturday.
Me too. Where are you going?
I'm going to Kabuki.
Oh, Kabuki. That's right. That's right. You have not been sick in 4 years, says Walter Bocasangre. Wow.
All right.
That's a big feat. I get sick all the time.
It's 11:54.
My mom buys me antibiotics from Mexico all the time.
Those are the good ones, too.
Just to have ready.
Those are the ones, where the dangerous ones, where it might change you or mutate you. It's going
to
be great.
No, they're just a Z-Pack, really. Just.
But you don't have to go to the doctor for it?
Azithromycina. Yeah, correct, yeah.
So nice.
I just have them waiting just on the bench. Just
be careful with that, though. You don't want to be taking antibiotics all the time when you're sick. Because that actually doesn't do anything for a cold.
No. I know when I get sick. Okay. I know when I see green and when I have this crazy, like, it's a sinus infection. I am infected.
Right.
And when the green starts to turn, like, fucking dark shit, it's like, no, I am fucking, I need
you
to get out.
You just got to be careful with that. Because there was a time in my childhood where anyone had a touch of anything.
Seasoned veteran.
Here's antibiotics. And people are like, stop giving people antibiotics. It just is, like, making everyone immune. And now we're getting these, like, fucking strands of bacteria that are mega.
Yeah.
And no one can get through.
you staved off shingles.
Shingles came for me twice.
You could do it all. I'm not gonna high five you. Yeah. Andy, should we send you the good Canadian stuff? It's on the government, no cost to you.
Please do.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take medicine from the chat.
This has just been one of those shows. This has just been one of those shows that's so great. I'm so blessed, hashtag blessed, that I get to do this for everyone. Andy, thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
We're going to come back tomorrow. I'll talk Into the Spider-Verse. Until then, what's the word of the day today?
I don't know. It's all I want to say is this is my final show of 2018. What year are we?
We're in 2018. Andy Cortez, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
That he's rounding
I'll see
it
you all next year.
Bye.